It's glorious to come out and lift up our Savior in the streets. America needs to be warned about its sin and lukewarmness. America needs to be warned about its idleness. Why was Sodom judged? Sodom was judged for more than sexual sin. Sodom was full of bread and idol and pride. That's America today. America is full of bread and idol and proud. It's not going to be God bless America. It's going to be God's going to judge America. He's coming with flaming fire. He's going to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thess 1, go read it. Are you obeying the gospel? The Bible says, without holiness, that's set apart for God. What are you set apart for today? Your own ways? Your own church system? Your own opinions? What are you set apart for, Americans? Test yourself to the scriptures to find that which is good, pure, and true. You're not going to inherit eternal life living like the world. You're not going to inherit it going to Sunday church that's a false tradition. You're not going to inherit it keeping Christmas and Easter that are pagan holidays. Walking in spirit and truth. This is the way of Christ's people. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And if Jesus is the truth, why do all the church systems in America live in sin and false ways? If Jesus said the truth sets you free, why are the church systems full of hypocrisy, feminization, carnality, and worldliness? Jesus is not a liar. The churches are practicing false pagan holidays. Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. Friday night to Sunday morning is not 3 days and 3 nights. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. If you're following the ways of the world, you're not following the voice of Jesus Christ. You have no Savior. You're lost and desperately in need of His cleansing, and you're going to be washed away in the flood. Jesus said, my people build their lives on the rock. The wise man builds his life on the rock, but the fool builds it on sand. And when the rains come, it blows him away. He'll be washed away. But you have to turn and seek the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God right now is in God's people, in their hearts. And one day it's going to come physically on the earth when Christ returns. By the way, there's no pre-trib rapture coming. Christ comes at the end of the tribulation. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. So the kingdom of God is in spirit and truth, not flesh and blood. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. And so if you want to be of the kingdom of God, you've got to be born again by the gospel of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, his shed blood for the forgiveness of sin, his resurrection to defeat death, through repentance. Are you willing to repent and lose your whole entire life? You might lose your friends, your family, your church system to follow Jesus Christ. He said, my people are aliens in this world. And walking after being born again in holiness and obedience, you can endure in the faith via the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. That's the gospel by which you must be born into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. So you got to be born into his spiritual kingdom. And then we have another kingdom in this world, the kingdom of Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan is the god of this world. If you're following the pattern of the world, how you act, talk, live, dress, you're following Satan's culture. And the Bible is very clear. To be a friend of the world, that's Satan's culture, James 4:4, makes you an enemy of God. 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. Why? Because God is not consistent with loving the fallen world that Satan created. God sent his Son to love the world. That would be the people that are lost. Jesus said, I came to seek and save the lost. But in order to be saved, you have to repent and come out of the culture. If you're walking through this world and you feel at home, you're not a child of God. You're set for the wrath of God. You have to turn and be separated holy by the gospel to be a child of God. You must rebel against the kingdom of Satan. This world, this culture is the kingdom of Satan. Are you willing to rebel against it, repent of it, and walk in God's ways, not the ways of this world? Most Americans love their life too much. Most Americans love their hobbies, sports, pride, vanity, politics, church system. They don't want to lose their life. Why? Because Americans are stiff-necked and rebellious people, just like the Israelites. And God destroyed all the Israelites, all the men, except for two men out of 600,000. Joshua and Caleb were allowed to enter into the promised land. All the rest of them were keeping sin and carnality and worldliness like Americans. And they were not allowed to enter into the Holy Land. The only way you can enter into the promised land of Christ, the new birth, the spiritual kingdom, is repentance. Turning and losing your life, neighbor. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly life and keep and practice sin. Jesus told people he healed, stop sinning lest something worse happens to you. Jesus told people, go, sin no more. Yet modern pastors tell you it's okay, we're all a bunch of sinners, you're going to sin on and on. The Bible doesn't teach that. In fact, I had to tell a modern pastor and a man defending modern pastors recently that the Bible nowhere calls God's people sinners. God's people are called saints. If you live in sin, you're not God's people. You have to repent and turn from your sin. Repentance means changing your mind, changing your ways. If you don't change your mind and change your ways, you can't enter the kingdom of God. You can't become a child of God. There's no hope for you unless you turn and change your mind and your ways to seek the kingdom of God. But Americans are like the Israelites. They're stiff-necked. Americans don't want to repent. Americans don't want to humble themselves. The Bible says, unless you humble yourself. Jesus said, the meek will inherit eternal life, the kingdom of God in heaven. Meek means to be lowly, be humbled. Americans are prideful, puffed up, lifted up, and sinful. Not God bless America. God is coming to judge America. America is a corrupt nation deserving of the wrath of God. There is no hope for America, but there's hope for you if you'll repent and come out of America. Will you turn from your sin?
I'm a pastor. And you know what? It's America's not sinful. It's sin that makes.
All right, so I had to deal with a lady pastor. She comes up telling me America's not sinful, just the people. I had to correct her. America's built on false paganism, false ways, false Christianity with a few fundamentals mixed in. That's what Satan does. Satan mixes error with truth to deceive people. But back to the preaching. The kingdom of God is in all truth and righteousness. There's no lies in God. There's only truth in God. There's no false ways. There's no darkness. So if any of your theology is in darkness, if any of your theology is in false ways, if any of your theology doesn't match up to the Word of God, you've got a big problem, neighbor. It's not of the Spirit. It's definitely of the flesh. And you can't walk in the flesh. You can't live outside of the truth of God. Go read Romans 8. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. Romans 8:1 says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Everyone stops right there. Then it goes on to say, who walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. So you must walk according to the Spirit of God. If you live in the flesh for the flesh, the judgment of God is coming. It's godly to warn you about the judgment of God that's coming. Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. Very few of you are going to see the kingdom of God. You're going to see weeping, gnashing of teeth. This morning, I rebuked a pastor outside of his church. One of his people said, I believe in Jesus. Does believing save you? Well, if you have biblical belief, it might save you. Biblical belief means you follow and obey Jesus. If you just have a head knowledge and you're not obeying Him and you're not walking in righteousness and you're not striving for all truth like a Berean with prothumia, readiness of mind to know the Word, seek the Word, live the Word, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You're outside of the gospel and the hope that Christ brought. Only those in Jesus Christ. John 15, you must abide in me and my word. If you're not in Jesus' word and abiding in it, you're not in Jesus. You're in a false savior. The American churches are full of false Jesus. Look at the fruit of the American culture. Most of the people I meet say they're Christians, but they walk around in pride, vanity, feminization, worldliness, politics, sports, entertainment. This is not of God's people. Take stock of yourself. The Bible says, examine yourself to see if you're not a reprobate. That means a sinful person without hope. We don't want you to be sinful without hope. We don't want you to be a reprobate. We want you to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. We want you to lay down this life and lose it and pick it up in Christ and Christ alone. He is the only Savior. But there's a false Jesus that's all over the culture. I believe in Him while you live like you're a worldly person. I go to church while you keep false pagan ways. Oh, I give God a scrap on Sunday morning. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday morning. God wants your entire life dedicated to Him, following Him in spirit and truth. Americans aren't doing that. Americans are worldly, compromised, sinful, and have no hope. We want you to have hope, Americans. We want you to know the goodness and the love and the grace and the mercy of God. We want you to know that there's a truth and a life outside of your carnality and sin. We want you to know that the pastors are lying to you. Your teachers are lying to you. Your colleges are lying to you. The media's lying to you. The newspapers are lying to you. Who's telling you the truth? The Word of God is telling you the truth. The Word of God is all righteousness and truth. And there's no lies in the Scriptures. But Americans don't believe the Word of God. They don't live it. They don't love it. Americans don't practice the Word of God. I'm proving it. Look at the culture. Feminized, paganized, sodomized, materialized, and every other ism you could come up with. That's America. And America's set for the wrath of God. It's my job to warn you, neighbor. If you go to church and you live in carnal hypocrisy and sin, the judgment for you is going to be worse than the unbeliever in the gutter. God hates hypocrisy. He's going to judge all hypocrisy. In Luke 12:1, he said, watch out for the Pharisees. The sin of the Pharisees was hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Well, they say one thing and they do another. That's the American people. God bless America, they say. But the Bible says God blesses those who obey him. In John 9, it says God doesn't even hear the prayers of sinners. In Psalm 5:5, the Bible says God hates the wicked. Go look it up. God hates the wicked. Psalm 119:104 says, I hate every false way. The churches are full of false ways. Americans are believing a false gospel and a false Jesus. If you're linked to the world, you're not following the biblical Savior. He calls you out of the world. Jesus is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. The American Jesus is a feminized weakling that doesn't care about sin and righteousness. Don't follow feminized Jesus. Don't follow false Jesus. Don't follow your pastors and your priests. They're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. It's going to cost you your soul on Judgment Day. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Lose this life. Lay it down, neighbor. Surrender yourself in meekness and humbleness. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. He's going to consume you one way or another. Either willingly give him your heart and seek him and obey him, and he'll consume your life by the Spirit and Word, or he'll let you live your own sinful way, and he's going to consume you on Judgment Day, and he's going to burn you with the flames of hell, weeping and gnashing of teeth. It won't be a party. It's separation from God in a place of torment. Did you know that my Savior, described hell more than he described heaven? Why? Because he's warning you, don't go there. Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. Don't fear men. Don't fear Satan. He can't do that. The Father can destroy your body and soul in hell, and most people are headed for that exact place, the place that was created for Satan and his minions, and man rebelled, and now he's going to get to join Satan in the fiery pit. We don't want our neighbors going there. We want you to turn, or you're going to lose your soul. Repent. Come out of the world. Embrace the glorious Savior. You can't live two lives. You can't live following this culture. This is the broad road to destruction. The Bible says you have to repent and turn and come out of the world and come out of your sin and come out of every false way and embrace the Savior. The Bible says we're to be doulos, servants to Christ. A servant cares about what his master wants, not his own desires. But Americans love their own desires. They're fleshly, they're political, they're carnal. They keep false pagan holidays, they're feminized. We see it every time we go out street preaching. Americans don't even know the Word of God. The Americans have a false Jesus that doesn't conform to the Word of God, but they like it, tickles their itchy ears. If you don't have a true Savior, if you don't have the biblical Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. We want you to know the biblical Savior. We want you to walk in his ways. We want you to seek him. We want you to lose your life today. This is why we come and go into the streets. We don't make money doing this. We don't take people's money. We don't want your money. We're not popular. We're not trying to fill up a building like your false pastors. We're trying to get a few more souls into the kingdom of God. And the only way you're going to enter the kingdom of God is if you lay down this life and lose it, Pick up the Bible. Take a gospel card, sir. Test yourself. American churchianity is deceiving you. You have to follow Christ in spirit and truth. My website's there. My email's there. Look up our 10-point test and see how you do. Love you, neighbor. Test yourself to the holy word of God, offering you the chance to test your faith. The Bible says, test all things at 1 Thess 5. Are you testing your faith to the holy scriptures? Or are you just thinking, feeling, believing? I hear a lot of people tell me, I think, I believe, I feel. That means nothing. The eternal word of God is the truth. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Righteousness and goodness and truth are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5:9. Is your life full of righteousness, goodness, and truth? Are you seeking that which is righteous? Are you sowing into the truth? Are you walking in what Christ called us to do? Preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Are you doing that, neighbor? If you're not, you're not following the biblical Savior. You're following a false Jesus that has no power to save you. Loving our neighbor, lifting up the gospel. Paul said, rebuke them sharply so that they may be in sound doctrine. A rebuke is a correction. A rebuke is to tell you to turn from your sin. A rebuke is to tell you you're headed for the fire and wrath of God. Many Americans claim Jesus, but they're living a false life. They're living a carnal life. They're living a worldly life outside of seeking the kingdom of God. Judgment is coming for you, neighbor. Turn and seek the kingdom of God while you can. Don't trample the blood of Jesus. What sore punishment shall be, it tells us in the book of Hebrews. For those who trample the blood of Jesus and treat it as a common thing, a profane thing, the precious blood of our Savior. He had to come and die and shed his blood, but Americans just trample it. I have people all the time that go to church telling me, well, we're all sinners. We're all going to sin a lot. Why do you need to sin a lot? There's not one excuse that you can give me that you need to sin a lot. Jesus said, repent and stop your sin. Oh, you'll struggle. Didn't say you won't struggle. You don't have to live in sin, neighbor. The Holy Spirit gives you the power to overcome sin. And if you're not relying on the Word and the Spirit to overcome sin, you're living in the flesh. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Ponder that on this glorious day.